Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications at Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Wow, we got a lot to talk about. Let's start with the big news that broke yesterday, and that's Nita Lowey is not going to run again. She's retiring, age 82. We're talking about the Hudson, Lower Hudson Valley, Bronx area of New York.
Yeah, after 31 years in office, right now she's the chairwoman of the powerful House Appropriations Committee. She set off a lot of political talk yesterday with the announcement. Already, pretty much any name, any elected official from that area has been mentioned as a possibility of trying to secede her. But the most interesting name is Chelsea Clinton, the daughter of former President Bill Clinton and former U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton. Chelsea Clinton has been mentioned before as being interested in running for public office. She hasn't said anything about this, but her name came up in Democratic circles full bore yesterday.
Fusion voting in New York, commission looking at that, holding hearings. People are afraid it'll go away. And now we're reading that the legislature might have a fix if it does.
Right. A commission that was put together by the legislature and the governor to look at campaign finance reform is also reportedly looking at getting rid of fusion voting, which allows cross-endorsements, minor parties cross-endorsing major party candidates. The feeling is the governor wants to get rid of it, although he says he's neutral. So the commission, depending on what they do, the legislature, according to the Daily News this morning, is considering coming back in December. The commission will issue its report on December 1st, and regardless of what happens, it goes into law automatically unless the legislature comes back and changes it. So if fusion voting is part of that final report, there's a good chance the legislature will hold a rare special session in December to make changes.
Well, you mentioned dates, so we might as well go to the fact that the legislative calendar is out.
The legislative calendar is out, and this year they moved up the primaries for next year, the state and congressional primaries, to June, up from September, which falls right usually at the end of the legislative session in June. So what the legislature did to compensate is they put out a schedule where they'll be done June 2nd, probably the earliest closure date in decades. They'll leave June 2nd, which will give them about 3 weeks to go back to their districts and campaign for the primaries. They'll still have 59 days. They're just front-loading instead of back-loading this year.
Ken Lovett joins us on Friday, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Always appreciate your fine work, and we'll catch up with you, sir, next week.
Anytime. Be well.